Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. And your participation is really important for the to the success of this research. Can you tell me, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Did you say the election?
The question is about the direction in which the country is headed right now.
I don't know.
Do you feel very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, if Democrats stay in office, yes, I'll be completely satisfied. But if Trump gets back in office, completely dissatisfied, period.
Okay, and right now, how do you feel?
I feel satisfied.
Okay, and is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. And when thinking about the issues, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the following issues I'm going to mention is to you using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you? And the first one is healthcare.
It's 10. It's very important to me.
Okay. Then we have reproductive freedom.
Freedom?
Hey, reproductive freedom.
Do you understand? Hang on. Let me go somewhere where I can hear you a little better. Sorry about that. Okay. Now, what does it say? I'm sorry. This is better.
Yes. Okay. The second one is reproductive freedom.
Freedom is very important to me.
Okay. And on a scale from 0 to 10, will that be a 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 0 to 10, how important is the criminal justice reform for you?
10, very important.
Okay. And again, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important is the issue of abortion rights?
10, very important.
Okay, thank you. And how about democracy?
Very important. 10.
Okay, got it. And then we have jobs and wages.
Very important. 10.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is voting rights.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Then we have climate change.
Very important. 10.
Got it. The next one is crime and violence.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. The next one is inflation and the cost of living.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. And then we have student loan debt.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. The next one is K-12 education.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. And then we have immigration.
Very important. No, I would say important, so I would give it an 8.
Okay. And then we have racism and discrimination.
10. Very important.
Okay. Thank you so much for your responses. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election?
10. On a highly important. 10, as high as the number is, I will be voting. And I will be voting for Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, what is your race?
My rate?
Mm-hmm.
Like rate, like 100%?
No, your race. I mean, like, why?
Oh, my race. I am Black African American.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And now, can you please tell me, what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Doctor of Education.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please read the amount of power you feel. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to wait till you gave me the measurement that I can choose from.
It's on a scale from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 10.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Again, please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
It's 10. It's extremely important.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say that. The first one is Raphael Warnock.
The highest number. I love him. He's awesome.
Okay, that will be a 10.
10.
Okay, then we have Brian Kemp.
8. I like Brian Kemp.
Okay, then we have Andre Deakins.
I have no idea who he is.
Okay, then we have Brad Raffensperger.
5.
Okay. Then we have John Ossoff.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. The next one is Tim Walz.
Who is it?
Tim Walz.
I'm not sure. So I'm going to say a 5 because I'm just going to stay neutral on that.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay, thank you.
-1, if I can get it.
Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay,
Tim Walz. Oh, Tim Walz. Yeah, he gets a 10. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off again, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress, were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democratic candidate.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
President Joseph Biden.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you. And now some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. And others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. So in your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Again, you may choose any number between 0 and 10. And the first one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Democrats certainly prevented progress.
10.
Okay. Then we have Vice President Harris.
10.
Do you think that Vice President Harris certainly prevented progress?
The Vice President Harris, what is it now?
Yes. Do you think that Vice President Harris prevented progress?
She did not. She had great progress.
Okay. I'm not sure if you understand me with the question, but the question is how much you believe that the person or organization prevented the progress that should have happened in the country by now. So do you think that Democrats in the U.S. Congress have certainly prevented progress?
No.
Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10, that will be a 0?
Yes, 0.
Okay. And then we have Vice President Harris.
She did not prevent progress, so I'm going to say a 0.
Okay. Then we have your local mayor.
That would be Skip Henderson, 0. He did not prevent progress.
Okay. And the next one is Black voters.
Black voters, wait a minute. Am I saying that right, Leah? Prevent progress.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. What does it mean when you say prevent progress?
It's like,
is that supposed to be good or bad?
That is bad.
Oh, prevent. Yeah. So no, I want everything Democrat to be good.
Okay. And so do you think the Black voters have certainly prevented progress? Not sure. Or
no.
Certainly did not. Okay. Thank you.
They did not prevent progress.
Okay. And then we have Democrats in Georgia General Assembly. On a scale from 0 to 10, how much do you believe that Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly prevented progress?
0.
Okay. And the last one is the COVID-19 recovery.
What is it?
The COVID-19 recovery.
They did not prevent progress.
Okay.
0.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to give you a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. Again, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one is Black voters will recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
What is the question about those three people?
Yes. How much this motivates you to vote on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. The next one is, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $216 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with help required for direct students' financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Who donated that money?
The text says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan.
Oh, yes, a 10.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This charge is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Okay. Then we have, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports over 15 million Americans. This policy change is protected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
Okay, thank you so much for your responses so far. Now, I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. This is because sometimes people change their minds, and sometimes they don't, and that's perfectly okay. Now, please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please write the amount of power you feel your... Okay, thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? On a scale from 0 to 10. Got it? And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered, yes.
Okay. And when did you register to vote at your current address?
Yes.
Okay. And it was within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Okay, thank you so much. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, or automatically, or through a political party or organization?
In person.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Okay. And can you tell me, are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced or widow?
Married.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Can you tell me, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Employed full-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 140,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.